So I just want to start by saying, this stuck out to me because, as Eric said in his prayer, just living within a broken world and seeing things change as I've gotten older and get harder, just with people and relationships, I think forgiveness is just a really important topic to be reminded of. It's nothing in here is going to be new or groundbreaking or super exciting, but I just think it's always a good reminder of just something that we're going to have to practice all the days that we're here on this earth. Forgiving each other, forgiving ourselves, asking for forgiveness, all of those things. So, I hope that you find something in this that sticks with you that you can carry forward. So, to start, we're going to talk about what is forgiveness. So I looked it up, and the definition is just the act of pardoning an offender. And in the Bible, the Greek word translated forgiveness literally means to let go, as when a person does not demand payment for a debt. So forgiveness is a choice. It's not a feeling or an emotion, but rather a conscious decision to let go of anger, bitterness, and resentment towards someone who has hurt you. And it's a choice that you can make even if the other person doesn't ask for forgiveness or deserve it. It's not the same as forgetting. So it doesn't mean that you forget what happened or that you condone behavior that you are hurt by, but it means that you're choosing to let go of the negative emotions associated with the situation and then take steps forward in your life. It's good for your mental health. Holding on to anger and bitterness can have negative effects on your mental health, including increased stress, anxiety, and depression. Whereas forgiveness can help you feel more peaceful, calm, and content. It does not always mean reconciliation. Forgiveness and reconciliation are not the same thing. So while forgiveness can be an important step towards reconciliation with someone, it's not always necessary or even possible. Sometimes the best thing you can do for yourself is to forgive someone and move on with your life, even if you do not maintain a relationship with that person. And then finally, forgiveness is a central teaching in Christianity. For all of us, forgiveness is a central teaching because Jesus taught his followers to forgive as they had been forgiven by God. And the Bible contains many examples of forgiveness, including God's forgiveness of humanity and Jesus' forgiveness of those who crucified him. So, what is that importance for our Christian faith? Forgiveness is a central tenet of the Christian faith and holds great importance for us as believers. It's a fundamental aspect of our relationship with God and our relationship with others, and I believe it has the power to transform lives and bring healing and restoration. If any of you have ever been hurt by someone, which I'm sure you all have, when you do forgive them, you can feel a peace afterwards to start moving forward in a different direction. And when we don't do that, we can feel those negative effects for as long as we're not forgiving. One of the main reasons why forgiveness is important is that it's an essential part for our salvation. The Bible teaches that we have all sinned and fallen short of God's glory in Romans 3:23, and that the penalty for sin is death, Romans 6:23. However, through faith in Jesus Christ, we can receive forgiveness and the gift of eternal life, and that's in Ephesians 1:7 and John 3:16. The forgiveness we receive from God is not based on our own merit or works, but on the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross. By forgiving us, God demonstrates his unconditional love and grace and invites us into a relationship with him. In addition to being a crucial part, forgiveness is also important for Christians in our relationships with others. Jesus taught that we should love our enemies and pray for those who persecute us in Matthew 5:44. And forgiveness is a key aspect of this command. Holding on to bitterness, anger, and resentment can lead to spiritual and emotional bondage, whereas forgiving others can bring freedom and healing. Forgiveness can also restore broken relationships and promote reconciliation. The Bible teaches that forgiveness is a central theme in the Christian faith, and the foundations of forgiveness are rooted in the character of God, who is loving and merciful. In the Old Testament, God forgives the sins of his people when they repent and turn back to him. In the New Testament, Jesus teaches his followers to forgive others as God forgives them. The ultimate example of forgiveness is found in the sacrificial death of Jesus on the cross, where he took upon himself the sins of the world. One of the foundational passages on forgiveness in the Bible is found in Matthew 6:12, where Jesus teaches his followers to pray, "Forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors." This implies that forgiveness of sins is a two-way street, and that we must be willing to forgive others in order to receive God's forgiveness. Another important passage on forgiveness is found in Matthew 18:21-22, where Peter asked Jesus how many times he should forgive someone who sins against him. And Jesus responds, "I tell you, not 7 times, but 77 times. This emphasizes the importance of forgiveness, even when it is difficult or when we have been hurt repeatedly. The ultimate example of forgiveness is found in the sacrificial death of Jesus on the cross in Romans 5:8. It says, "But God demonstrates his own love for us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." This demonstrates that God's forgiveness is not based on our worthiness, but on his grace and mercy. Overall, the biblical foundations of forgiveness are rooted in the character of God and the sacrificial death of Jesus on the cross. Christians are also called to forgive others as God forgives them, even when it is difficult or when they have been hurt repeatedly. So my first two examples are God's forgiveness of humanity, and that's Psalm 103:12, which says, "As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us." And in Micah 7:18-19, it says, "Who is a God like you who pardons sin and forgives the transgressions of the remnant of his inheritance? You do not stay angry forever, but delight to show mercy. You will again have compassion on us. You will tread our sins underfoot and hurl all our iniquities into the depths of the sea." Some other teachings from Jesus are in Luke 7:48-49. "Then he," Jesus, "said, 'Your sins are forgiven.' The other guests began to say among themselves, 'Who is this even who forgives sins?'" Here we see a sinful woman anoint Jesus' feet with oil when he is dining at a Pharisee's house. The Pharisee is critical of the woman's behavior and doubts that Jesus is truly a prophet, since he allows a sinful woman to touch him. In response, Jesus tells a parable about forgiveness and then turns to the woman and forgives her sins. Jesus is acknowledging the woman's repentance and faith in him as the source of forgiveness of her sins. He is also affirming that her actions were a demonstration of her faith and love for him, and not just an act of extravagance. And then the second example is from Matthew 18:21-22, where we talked about before, this not 7 times, but 77 times. So this passage is part of a section in the Gospel of Matthew where Jesus teaches his disciples about forgiveness and reconciliation within the Christian community. Following this verse, Jesus tells a parable about a king who forgives a servant's debt, but then the servant refuses to forgive another servant's debt. Matthew 18:23-35 illustrates the point that forgiveness should be extended to others because God has forgiven us, not because of our actions. The parable also highlights the consequences of failing to forgive others, as the unforgiving servant in the story is then punished by the king. So these verses highlight the importance of forgiveness in Christianity and the idea that forgiveness is a key part of our faith. These verses emphasize the need for confession, repentance, and forgiveness, and the importance of extending forgiveness to others as God has extended it to us. So what are some benefits of forgiveness? The first can be healing of relationships. Forgiveness can be a powerful tool for healing broken relationships. When we choose to forgive someone who has hurt us, we are choosing to let go of our anger and resentment and to extend grace and mercy to the other person. This can lead to a number of positive changes in the relationship. First, it can help rebuild trust. When someone has been hurt, they may find it difficult to trust that other person again. However, when we choose to forgive and let go of past hurts, we are showing the other person that we are willing to give them a second chance, which can help rebuild trust and create a foundation for a stronger relationship. Forgiveness leads to better communication. Where there is tension and hurt, it can be difficult to communicate effectively. So when we choose to forgive, we're opening a door to honest and open communication. And this can help to address the underlying issues that caused hurt in the first place, finding a way to move forward together. Lastly, forgiveness can lead to greater empathy and compassion. When we choose to forgive someone who has hurt us, we are choosing to see them as a person who is capable of making mistakes rather than an enemy. And this can lead to greater empathy and compassion and a deeper understanding of the person's perspective. Secondly, the benefit of forgiveness is spiritual growth. So it's not only important for healing broken relationships, but it can also be important for our own personal spiritual growth. When we choose to forgive others, we are practicing a key principle of our faith and living out the example set by Jesus Christ. Through forgiveness, we can grow in our faith, deepen our relationship with God, and become more like Christ. It can help us develop empathy and compassion. It can make us more cultivate a more humble and selfless attitude. When we choose to forgive, we are putting the needs of others before our own desire for revenge or justice. And this requires a certain level of humility and a willingness to let go of our own ego and pride. And finally, it can help us deepen our relationship with God by choosing to set that example set by Jesus before us, so who forgave even those who crucified him. Through forgiveness, we can grow in our faith and develop a closer relationship with God. We can learn to trust in his grace and mercy and to see him as a loving father who is always ready to forgive when we repent and turn back to him. And then my final point is there is a connection between our mental health and forgiveness. And the OT in me has to tie this point in. So forgiveness has been found to have a positive impact on mental health. Research has shown that individuals who are able to forgive others have lower levels of depression, anxiety, and stress, and higher levels of self-esteem and overall well-being. So here are a few ways. First, it reduces negative emotions. So when we hold on to grudges and resentment, it can lead to feelings of anger, bitterness, and hostility, which negatively impact our mental health. And forgiveness can help these negative emotions and promote more positive feelings, such as empathy, compassion, and understanding. The second thing it can do is improve relationships, which leads to increased feelings of social support, connectedness, which are important for our mental health. It can promote resilience. So forgiveness can help individuals develop resilience, which is the ability to bounce back from challenging or difficult situations. This is an important skill, and it's important for mental health, as individuals who are more resilient are better able to cope with the stress and adversity. And the last thing that it can do is it can decrease ruminations. And so that's when we focus on something over and over and over again. So it just like plays as a loop in your head. So when you demonstrate the ability to forgive someone, you can help your brain to stop completing that loop. So some challenges of forgiveness are that it's a complex and challenging process, and it requires a lot of emotional and mental effort. So some challenges include painful emotions. Forgiveness involves confronting and processing painful emotions, such as anger, hurt, and betrayal. These emotions can be difficult to deal with, and forgiving someone or yourself can be painful and emotionally draining. There's also a fear of vulnerability. Forgiving someone requires a degree of vulnerability and openness, which can be scary, and you may fear being hurt again or worry about being seen as weak or gullible. If it's something that you've done yourself, it's hard to be vulnerable with ourselves if we don't think that we can overcome the issue that we've created. So you have to be vulnerable with yourself and with others. There can be difficulty in letting go. Forgiving means letting go of the hurt and resentment, and that's not always easy, especially if it's deep-seated or long-standing. And finally, the need for justice. Forgiveness may conflict with your sense of justice or a desire for the offender to be held accountable for their actions, and it can be challenging to reconcile forgiveness with that desire for justice. So what are practical ways that we can practice forgiveness? First, how can we forgive ourselves of transgressions from a biblical perspective? So forgiving oneself of transgressions involves acknowledging our wrongdoing, confessing our sins to God, seeking repentance, and trusting in God's grace and mercy. So the first step is to acknowledge and take responsibility for your actions. This involves admitting what was done wrong and the harm it caused. Next, we have to confess our sin to God. This involves acknowledging to God that what was done was wrong and asking for forgiveness. It's important to approach God with a repentant heart and a sincere desire to turn away from the sin. Then we can seek repentance. Repentance involves turning away from the sinful behavior and making changes to live in accordance with God's will. This may involve seeking help from a trusted pastor or Christian counselor, making amends with those who were harmed, and taking steps to avoid repeating sin in the future. Next, we have to trust in God's grace and mercy. After we've confessed and we've sought repentance, we have to trust that we are saved by God's grace and not by our own good works. So it's important to trust God's forgiveness and mercy, knowing that through faith in Jesus Christ, we can be forgiven of our sins. And lastly, we have to let go of that guilt and shame. Once we have acknowledged our wrongdoing, confessed our sins, sought repentance, and trusted, it's important to let go of guilt and shame. Holding on to these negative emotions can be harmful to our well-being. Instead, we can focus on moving forward in a positive and constructive way, using the experience to grow and learn from our mistakes. Forgiving ourselves is a journey that requires humility, honesty, and a willingness to change. So how is this different from forgiving others? Same thing, we acknowledge the hurt, let go of anger and resentment, but then we have to extend grace and mercy to them. So forgiveness involves extending grace and mercy to the person who wronged us. This means recognizing their humanity and the possibility of their own redemption. Seek reconciliation if it's possible. And then finally, pray for the person that wronged you. Ask God to bless them, help them grow, and lead them on a path of healing and wholeness. So in conclusion, it's important. The benefits of forgiveness include healing broken relationships, reducing stress and anxiety, improving physical and mental health, promoting empathy and compassion. It cultivates humility and selflessness, deepens our relationship with God, and fosters spiritual growth. Forgiveness can also lead to greater inner peace and happiness and can create a more positive and loving environment in our homes, workplaces, communities, and schools. Overall, forgiveness is an essential aspect of our faith, and it can bring numerous benefits to both our personal and spiritual lives. It's not always easy, and it can be difficult to know how to encourage and practice forgiveness in our lives. So those practical steps are cultivating a spirit of empathy and compassion, choosing forgiveness, praying for people who hurt us, seeking reconciliation, and practicing forgiveness regularly. It's not a one-time event, but a daily practice. We should seek to practice forgiveness regularly in our lives and to extend grace and mercy to those around us. By doing this, we can cultivate that spirit of forgiveness, create a more positive and loving environment. So to end, I am going to just say a prayer that I found that is an example of how we can practice forgiveness in our lives. So, dear God, I come to you today seeking guidance and strength as I try to forgive those who have hurt me. I know that forgiveness is an essential part of my faith, but sometimes it can be difficult to let go of anger and resentment. Please help me to see those who have hurt me through your eyes. Help me to understand their struggles and to find compassion in my heart. Please give me the strength to let go of my pain and to forgive them completely. Lord, I ask for your guidance in how to approach those who have hurt me. Please give me the right words to say and help me to act with kindness and love, even when it is hard. Finally, I ask that you help me to find peace in my heart through forgiveness. Please heal any wounds that remain and give me the strength to move forward in love and forgiveness. Thank you for your never-ending love and grace. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.